This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Lumen. Central African Republic residents turned out in huge numbers for presidential and legislative elections on Sunday. The head of the UN mission said this despite rebels opening fire in some areas to try to scare away voters. Rebel groups hostile to the incumbent president, who is seeking a second term, have carried out attacks and threatened to march to the Capitol and disrupt the election after the Constitutional Court this month rejected several candidates, including a popular former president. The current president is considered the favorite in the field of 17 candidates. Vote counting began on Sunday, and full provisional results are expected at week's end. Voters in Niger went to the polls Sunday in an election that is expected to lead to the West African nation's first transfer of power between two democratically elected presidents. A smooth handover could be a bright spot for a country blighted by widespread poverty and Islamist violence that has killed hundreds of civilians and soldiers this last year alone. Turkey's parliament passed a law Sunday that would ramp up oversight of foundations and associations and, according to rights groups including Amnesty International, risks limiting the freedoms of civil society organizations. The law allows the interior minister to replace members of organizations who are being investigated for terrorism charges, while the interior ministry can also apply to courts to halt the group's activities under the new law. Almost 10 months after the first Italian patient tested positive for the new coronavirus, Italy on Sunday vaccinated the first residents against COVID-19. Three health workers at a hospital in Rome were inoculated with the vaccine developed by Pfizer and BioNTech. This is VOA News. As the year end approaches, we take a look back now at some of the stories that made headlines this year. COVID in 2020. On January 11th, less than 2 weeks after it discovers a cluster of pneumonia cases of unknown cause, Beijing announces its first death from an illness which will become known as COVID-19. By March, a pandemic has been declared, and a month later, half of humanity is in lockdown as governments scramble to halt its spread. Massive state aid programs are rolled out to save jobs as the International Monetary Fund predicts recession, with the global economy shrinking by 4.4%. In November, drug companies announced positive results for several vaccines as a second wave of cases lashes the planet. Within a month, the first shots are being given, but by Christmas, some 1.7 million people are dead, with the U.S. being the worst hit. Belarus strongman President Alexander Lukashenko's disputed victory in August 9th elections sparks 4 months of anti-government protests centered on his main rival, political novice Svetlana Tikhanovskaya. Opposition leaders are jailed or driven into exile. 2020 sees U.S.-China relations nosedive, with Trump calling COVID-19 the China virus and saying Beijing is responsible for a mass worldwide killing. They also clash over the repression of a Uyghur minority in the Chinese region of Xinjiang, as well as the national security law imposed on Hong Kong. In America, deeply divided Americans vote in record numbers in the November presidential election between outgoing Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden. After days of nail-biting, Biden takes the White House, Trump alleges fraud, and doesn't concede defeat. Heavy fighting for the Armenian-populated region of Nagorno-Karabakh, which broke away from Azerbaijan after a war in the 1990s, goes on for 45 days. Several thousand die before a Kremlin-brokered peace deal on November 9th, with Armenians losing swaths of territory to Azerbaijani forces. And Ethiopia's Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed orders a military response to attacks on federal camps in the dissident northern Tigray region. The Tigray People's Liberation Front denies responsibility and says the reported attacks are a pretext for an invasion. Federal forces take the region's capital on November 28th. Via remote, Laurel Boomen, VOA News.